If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Fat Tuesday. It's all about the food. It's David Sue and Kendra Magic 106.7. Good morning. Hi, who's this, please?
Hi, this is Jocelyn.
Jocelyn, have you been to Mardi Gras down in New Orleans?
I have not, but I know about the King's Cake.
Oh, tell us. Oh, tell us. How wrong were we?
Okay, so you're not wrong at all, but it is more of a Mexican-Latino tradition where they hide a little, like, doll or mini Jesus in the cake, and whoever cuts the piece that has the little figure owes everybody, like, a party, so to say. So you're, like, up next to host the party, and you have to cover all the expenses.
Oh, is that it? So it's not so lucky to get the baby.
You like to throw parties, I guess it's lucky.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so you're not making it up. It does exist.
Were you ever the person that found the king in the cake?
No, people actually cut, like, tiny pieces to avoid possibly getting
the little sister. Oh, so the goal is not to get them. Yeah, because then you got to host the party and pay for it. So people are doing little slivers to try not to get it.
God, I was 100% on the opposite of that. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for setting us straight. We appreciate it.
Of course. Have a good day, everyone.
You too.
As usual, we got it totally wrong.
Mm-hmm. I knew it existed, though. I knew there was a little plastic baby or
doll.
But
she was so gracious.
Cake.
She's like, no, you didn't get it wrong. But then she's like, we did.
The only thing we had right was that there was a baby and there's a cake.
In the cake.
Yeah. I knew that.
I would love to understand why it's Fat Tuesday, I think of as a Cajun New Orleans, you know, religious holiday, but she said that's a Mexican tradition of baking the king in the cake. And like these things, ponchkis, which are Polish donuts, are big Fat Tuesday food. Like, how does all of it go together, traditions from different places come together? Yeah.
Which is kind of cool, really.
Very cool.
Well, I think of, like, beignets. Isn't that sort of a Creole type of a dish? Yeah. Like, you know.
That's French Creole. Yeah, that seems to be French, which I think is what I think of with, you know, New Orleans and New Orleans food. But someone's going to call and set us straight on this. 6-1.
Gumbo, pan fried, deep fried, stir fried. There's pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, pepper shrimp, shrimp soup, shrimp stew, maybe shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger.
Did Forrest Gump have it right all along?
That's about it.
That's my favorite part when he just goes, that's about it.
Set us straight. If you're really deep into Fat Tuesday and going to be cooking up a storm today, we'd love to hear what you're making and where you got these, you know, traditions, whether they're family or religious, or maybe you live down there and moved up this way. 617-655-1067. It's Morning Magic.